This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Welcome to Business Insanity Talk Radio. This is your host, Barry Maltz, and this is the final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is show number 338. This episode is provided by Sage One, an online accounting and business service solution for every small business. It's also provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communications in the cloud. On this show, we're going to talk about why this is for us, the Rodney Dangerfield of economic recoveries, why it's been going on for 6 years. And as Rodney always says, it gets no respect. Also, we're going to talk about the role of a bank can actually play in building your company. And also, we're going to talk about how you actually build a fitness business to go there where so many people have failed. But first, you all know that I'm a huge fan of Sandler Sales Training. They taught me how to sell. As far as I'm concerned, they're the only one that ever gets it right. But sales has changed over the years to include social media. Here to talk about social selling is Dave Mattson. He's the CEO of Sandler Training, an international training and consulting organization headquartered in the U.S. David has been a trainer and business consultant in the area of sales, sales management, business development, corporate team building, strategic planning. They got a great new book out called LinkedIn, The Sandler Way. Dave, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Barry. Thanks for having me.
Now, anything that Sandler does, I'm in favor of doing. Tell us about this new book.
Well, LinkedIn is a Sandler customer, and what we found is that more and more people were trying to figure out how to use social media, how to use LinkedIn. And you had two groups of people. You had one that were trying to figure it out, but they were putting up a profile and didn't really know what to do. Then you had another group, which was probably camping out in LinkedIn, waiting for something to, you know, magically happen,
right, exactly,
that was going to turn their business around. But they didn't really understand it and probably weren't utilizing it effectively.
Is there really something today called social selling, or is it really the same as it was 10 or 20 years ago?
Well, I think social selling or social media is really just a tool to get us to have a conversation, right? I mean, we know study after study will show that our prospects are doing a lot more investigation up front. I get it. And we should use this tool, LinkedIn, as a opportunity for us to investigate who's out there probably before we meet, but also to get great introductions and referrals. But it all leads to the same thing, Barry, which is a conversation. I think that's not going to disappear.
And so many people do this so badly. I love getting LinkedIn messages saying, you don't know me, but would you like to buy this thing? Where do you start in LinkedIn?
Well, I think the first thing that you certainly want to do is to put a picture up there, and to make sure that people know who you are. I think that you have to set a time that you want to say, I'm going to spend X amount of time on LinkedIn every day. I think 20, 30 minutes is, you know, a good number. You don't want to do too much more than that. And I think using a Sandler term for a second, when you're doing your profile, instead of just coughing up all the things that your company does and how wonderful you are, I would put in a 30-second commercial, which would say, here's who I am, yes, but here are the types of companies or individuals that I work with, and here are the problems that I solve. So they see your picture, they know the types of organizations that you work with, and they know the problems or pains that you solve, and then that causes somebody to say, hey, I want to connect with you.
And so what should the picture really look like? That's always like especially for salespeople, it's always a point of contention.
Well, look, I'm a proponent of, I don't think this is Facebook. You know, we don't need to be on LinkedIn with our kids. This is for business professionals. So I think you should have a picture up there as professional as possible that sets the tone for that equal business stature that you're going to want when you obviously connect with somebody. So I think that you want to do that. And the other thing, Barry, I think is that you want to be on what I call the right side of 500, which means use LinkedIn properly, but get some connections out there. And not every connection. You know, I love when you said, right, I don't know you, but. I mean, that doesn't work in dating. It doesn't
That's
work
right,
anywhere,
exactly.
Right? Yeah.
And especially with no picture.
Yeah,
I love
exactly,
that.
Yeah, exactly. So I think you should, you know, personalize your messages, whether it's, hey, we both belong to this group, or, hey, we both know Fred Smith, whatever it is. But make sure that there's a personal connection there. And you know, I think there's probably two macro areas. One is in the sales process, how I can probably share how to best utilize LinkedIn, but also how to get really good introductions if you have time.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking with Dave Mattson. He's got a new book out called LinkedIn, The Sandler Way. So let's talk first about introductions, then we can talk about sales.
So introductions. I think that you don't know me part, that's a complete waste of time. What I like to do is go into the connections of people that you're already connected with. So let's assume, for instance, right now, Barry, you and I are connected on LinkedIn. I'm going to go in and look at your connections and see that you're connected with Fred Smith, who is the Senior Vice President of Sales for a company. I say to myself as a salesperson, that could be a prospect of me. Now, here's what you should do. Number one, I send you my connection. You and I know each other, hopefully. And I say, Barry, how well do you know Fred? And would you be comfortable enough introducing me to Fred, telling me a little bit about our background and what we've done together or what you know of Sandler? I've connected a letter, so you can either edit it just to save you time or forward it, but I'd love for you to make an introduction if you feel comfortable.
And David, this is so much different than everyone else the way they do it. They just say, hey, you know, so-and-so, could you introduce me? What you're describing is so much more effective.
Oh, my gosh. It is what I have found for Sandler. It's become the number one prospecting tool, and it has for our clients because at first I'm saying, how well do you know them? If you don't know them at all, it's not really going to take us very far. If you do know them, I've got to minimize the amount of time that I expect you to take making this long-winded email. So I'm actually going to create it for you, let you manipulate it. And when you forward that email on to Fred Smith, here's what always happens. Fred responds to both of us, hits reply all. Now I have his contact information, and now I can then take you out of the loop, out of courtesy only, and then I have a direct conversation with Fred, and then circle back to you, Barry, as a referral source, thanking you and giving you an update of where we are in the process, because I know that you're going to be talking behind the scenes.
And so tell us about how salespeople can effectively use it.
Well, I think you should use this as part of your behavioral plan. I think this is proactive prospecting. Most of us sit back and wait for leads. For us, I know that you should have a goal. Let's pick a number. I want 5 letters going out for introductions every week. And if you have that number, it'll happen. Same thing with if you have a dieting number, if you have a number that I have a goal for running, whatever the case may be. But set a goal and say, this is who I'm going to target, and here's how many I'm going to send out, and watch the returns. Because now I'm in total control of my activities, and I watch the results.
And so what are some of the biggest mistakes that sales folks make when trying to use LinkedIn ineffectively?
Well, I think they blast out emails.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they actually spend some time. Like, for instance, if I'm in the sales process and I know that you and I've had a relationship and all of a sudden I'm coming to a meeting, there's a couple other people involved, the best way, hey, listen, Barry, you and I both know people buy from people and they're going to buy from people who they like and trust. I've got to create relationships. I'm going to use LinkedIn for me to do a little due diligence on who's at that meeting. Do we have any connections that are the same? Do we have any interests that are the same? So that way, a couple things could happen. I may circle back around and have my mutual connection reach out and say, hey, Dave's a great guy. Or I could say, hey, I noticed that you're also a member of blah, blah, blah. It's a great way to have a conversation starter. I think what happens is if you waste your time, you spend way too much time on LinkedIn, you're eye-centered, me, and you also, you blast out emails as we talked about. And I just think it's a waste of time. Most people, though, Barry, like any other tool, they don't even use it. I mean, how many use CRM? How many people use their learning management systems to get content that the companies have spent millions of dollars on? Most people think you put up the information, you sit back, and it shall happen, and that's not really what happens.
So the last question I want to ask you is can you actually, from LinkedIn, really find out, as the Sandler system would say, what pain people are in and who has the money to solve the pain?
Well, you're not going to be able to do the whole sales cycle on LinkedIn, right? So what I would be able to find is who in that organization probably, if I know my targeted prospects, and I'm talking to a VP, I would be able to find who in that company is probably, based on my history, going to influence that. I'm also going to be able to find, potentially, what are some of the issues that they're facing. Why is that? Because I'm going to go into the groups that you're in, which would be industry groups. I'm going to look for the common pains that they talk about openly in that group. And I can make an assumption until I get in there and ask some good questions that you may be having similar problems.
So with the 15 seconds we have left, now I understand you can get this as a free download. It doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah,
but you
actually
got to read it, right? You just can't pour it into your brain. There's some effort there.
It's true. There's no magic pill for anything.
So where can you get it?
You can go to Sandler.com. You'll find a link for this LinkedIn book and any of our other books. And Barry, if your listeners would like, they just have to go in, find a training center. I've got 265 of them around the world. Just say, hey, I listened to Dave and Barry, and I'd like to come watch a program. Just sit in and absorb as my guest and your guest, free of charge. Just come see us.
I highly recommend. You could really spend your time really well by going and do that. Dave, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Coming up next, what role can a bank really play in growing your business? We'll have the answer. This is AM 560. Be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
I'm Rich, taking a look at the roadways. If you're traveling on the north side, North Halstead Market Days closes Halstead between Belmont and Addison till 4 a.m. Monday morning. Also opening up Monday morning will be Roscoe between Damon and Oakley, which is now closed for retro on Roscoe. And CTA Brown Line were closing Grand, Erie, Franklin, Huron, and Superior under the Brown Line tracks. Still have the inbound Eisenhower ramp to North Avenue blocked off with investigation from an earlier motorcycle crash. And the Dan Ryan outbound, that's tied out to 63rd with road construction, 16 from downtown to 95th. Rest of the roadways are looking good. The Ecuador Independence Parade is this afternoon. It will close Montrose between California and Kimball. Weather forecast, 60% chance of rain with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Right now it is 67 at O'Hare, 71 Midway. Next update is in 15 minutes on AM 560. The answer.
The Republican candidates for president debated for the first time, and you heard it exclusively on AM 560, The Answer.
We have people in Washington that don't know what they're doing.
He's already hedging his bet on the Clintons.
What happens next?
People are uninformed.
Happens here.
But if this election is a resume competition, then Hillary Clinton's going to be the next president.
This is your election headquarters.
I didn't get a phone call from Bill Clinton before I jumped in the race.
This is AM 560. The answer.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Having a great smile to show off makes you feel good. There's no embarrassment associated with being able to flash your pearly whites whenever you want. If you'd like to feel that comfort and confidence with your smile, there's only one person who can help you. Dr. Neruzzi of Fox River Periodontics.
This is Brian DeWolf. I have 2 implants from Fox River Periodontics. I had one. I was happy with it. So I had another one done, and I love them. The idea of dentures didn't appeal to me at all. I didn't want that appliance in my mouth. These implants are wonderful. They're just like your real teeth, and they're probably even better because there's no nerve attached to them, so there's no pain, and they last forever. Dr. Neruzzi is great, and his staff is wonderful, and I trust him completely. If you're looking for dental implants or considering dental implants for a missing tooth or for a whole mouthful, talk to Dr. Neruzzi. He'll be happy you did, and Fox River Periodontics.
This is Dr. Neruzzi. I personally guarantee your happiness with your implants. Go to implantsforme.com.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, coming out of the Great Recession of 2008, there was a lot of anger at banks from small business owners. But I have to tell you, it's time you got past that. What you need to do right now is understand the role that your bank can play in growing your company. Here to help is Leslie J. Anderson. She's currently the Senior Vice President and National Head of Business Banking, Treasury and Payment Solutions for BMO Harris Bank. Leslie's responsible for leading the sales growth strategy and execution of the treasury and payment business across the businesses, across the entire U.S., let's just say, Leslie, right?
Right, correct.
So, Leslie, thanks for coming on the show.
You.
So what role can a bank help in really growing a small business? Because so many times I feel that people don't look to their banker as a partner. It seems like they look to them as someone that's supposed to catch them doing something wrong.
Yeah, it really does. It's a two-way street. And from the bank's perspective, I always put the onus on us. But I am also imploring business owners to also challenge their relationships, because a bank should not be, it should not be catch me doing something wrong. It should not be transactional. The conversation, the dialogue should be all year round, starting off depending on when your fiscal year is, before your fiscal year begins. What are you trying to accomplish? What happened this year? What do you, you know, what do you expect to do in the next year or two, so that we have an understanding of what the challenges you might face, especially as it relates to debt and financial performance, and we can provide that guidance for you so that you're growing responsibly. A lot of folks say, yeah, you know what, I'm going to make this big acquisition, or I'm going to take on this big contract, and don't always take the time to think through what impact that has on their ability to run their business day to day, especially the large contracts. When you talk about extremely large contracts with, like, city and government, they're, you know, the likelihood of being paid is extremely high. The likelihood of being paid quickly is
exactly
extremely low.
Exactly.
And you need to know what your cash flow
exactly
is during that period.
Leslie, I love what you talked about, how you have to challenge your bank. And there's so many folks out there that are afraid to do that because they just want to stand under the radar, right? But it really is a partnership. And there's nothing wrong with challenging your bank to help you, right? Because they
absolutely
really
not
are there to help.
We are. I mean, if money is the only service or product we sell, then there is no distinction between any bank on the street. Where you really get the value is what we call smart money. So everything from thinking about, does this bank have an investment in or an expertise in my industry, especially when you think about industries like contracting, or franchise, you want to make sure that they understand your industry and they understand your business, so that even when things go sideways, they don't have a knee-jerk response, but they actually bring thoughtful guidance to you to navigate through that period.
And what's so interesting is that in every community, really the bank is at the apex of a lot of the serious business relationships. They can help you find the right people, find the right vendors, find the right partners, right?
Absolutely, and find the right customers.
Right.
One of the things that I don't think we as an industry do as well as we could, and customers aren't challenging us enough, although it's gaining a lot more momentum, is who in your book of business or who throughout your relationships might it be a good customer for me? We're always asking our customers for referrals, and I think that it's absolutely imperative that they do the same with us. Because we oftentimes, either we're doing business with some other customers, or we're doing business with some people that they'd like to be customers.
And this is really an important point. You have to get past the idea of just asking the bank for money.
Absolutely.
You've got to ask, because again, if you're successful as a small business, that's right, going to be the best thing possible for the bank.
Absolutely. And trust me, we want to lend. The best scenario is that we're anticipating what your lending needs are before you even ask. But that only happens when the dialogue is two-way, when you make sure that you are full disclosure to the bank, you have strong partners around you, like your accountant and your attorney, to help guide those discussions as well.
And in the end, you know, banks want to do business with people that they know. The more familiar they are with your business at every point, not just when you need the money, that's going to help them come to the right decision.
Absolutely. So if you think about interest rates are probably the lowest that they've ever been. So lending in and of itself, so a lot of folks say, I don't want to put all my eggs in one basket. the reality is when a bank holistically manages your relationship, your personal, your business, we have employee services, retirement plan services, we are better able and better equipped to provide you broader guidance as you decide to make. You may, you know, we're looking at your outlook and you want to retire and we're looking at your 401k, all of a sudden because we see all of this, it may make sense for you to do an ESOP. But we can't, we don't have all the data when you parcel out your relationship to multiple banks. In addition to, the more you bring to a financial institution, the more indebted they are back to you. So if you're sprinkling your banking relationship across five banks, there's not really a relationship there. What they feel is that it's transactional.
So, Leslie, what advice can you give to small business owners? A lot of folks in recent years have been drawn to the local community bank. What advantages does a national bank like BMO Harris really have?
Well, a couple of things that we bring to the table, and it is by no means me saying that there's not a play that community banks have and will continue to have as small businesses grow and become greater in size. But if financial stability and the ability to grow with you over multiple either generations or decades is important today, then you might want to consider looking at a regional, a super regional, or a national or international bank. Or if you are leveraging, because so now one of the things that we learned a number of years ago is that the capital markets arena is no longer for just the multi-large companies. A lot of smaller companies are accessing capital markets in different ways.
Absolutely.
And so if you're looking to do business overseas, most often the super regional or the large national banks are going to have the relationships and the capabilities to help you from a foreign exchange perspective, from a safety and soundness perspective, from a guidance perspective, and possibly even from a commerce. Who are the vendors that we know are stable vendors?
And this is a really important point because exporting or doing business overseas, even importing, is a tremendous opportunity, but there's also a lot of risks if you don't know what you're doing.
Absolutely. People, you know, for a long time, people were having small commodities made overseas by vendors that they had no relationship with. And the quality coming back was just spotty, which means that you could potentially have issues with your customers. So it is very important that you create these relationships that can guide you to those vendors that will not only stand behind their products, but that are known to have good products and good customer service.
So, Leslie, what's your advice to small business owners listening and said, you know something, I really need to start a relationship with a bank or a bigger relationship with a bank. Do you just call them up? How do you begin?
So a lot of times what I suggest people do is talk to your peers. So if you're a contractor, talk to other contractors. Who have they had good experiences with? Talk to your accountant. Who do they have good at? What have they seen with other customers? What banks are starting to step up and become more aggressive or that are more thoughtful in times of trouble? Talk to your attorney. All of these, usually attorneys and accountants and bankers are very well networked, and we're referring our clients and prospects within relationships that we find are very strong.
I also find that the banks in the community usually sponsor a lot of the networking events, so that's also a good place to meet folks.
Absolutely. We are typically at many of the local networking events throughout most cities in the U.S., and we try to also get at the local level. So the Chamber of Commerce and the smaller Chamber of Commerce organizations and events, we tend to also be in attendance and oftentimes sponsoring with ideas and programs that we think are relevant and important to our clients.
Leslie, I appreciate being on the show. Where can people get in touch with your folks at BMO?
So if they want to, if they're looking for a new bank or just want to talk to a banker to figure out is BMO the right place, you can have them either email me at leslyj.anderson@bmo.com, and I'll make sure that they get to the right person. We also have a tremendous amount of information on our website at BMO.com that gives not only industry information, but then experts within those industries as well.
Leslie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Coming up, why is unemployment so low, but so many people, small businesses out there are still struggling? Well, the answer, it's AM 560, The Answer. We'll be right back.
Republican candidates for president debated for the first time, and you heard it exclusively on AM 560, The Answer.
We have people in Washington that don't know what they're doing.
He's already hedging his bet on the Clintons.
What happens next?
People are uninformed.
Happens here.
But if this election is a resume competition, then Hillary Clinton's going to be the next president.
This is your election headquarters.
I didn't get a phone call from Bill Clinton before I jumped in the race.
This is AM 560, The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Gary Baumgarten. In Seattle at a campaign appearance, Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders shoved aside by two women from the Black Lives Matter movement who took over the microphone. The women calling the crowd white supremacist liberals. Today is the anniversary of the fatal shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, by a white police officer. It is also the 70th anniversary of the dropping of the atom bomb on Nagasaki.
Choirs sang and mourners laid flowers in Nagasaki's Peace Park near where the bomb fell. They recalled the suffering that day in 1945.
Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin, an American soldier killed, several others hurt in a series of attacks in Afghanistan. The Pentagon says the Taliban responsible. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Rich, taking a look at the roadways. Inbound Eisenhower ramp to North Avenue still blocked off with a motorcycle crash. Crews should be wrapping that up here momentarily. Also, if you're on the outbound Dan Ryan, I should say, just tight from Garfield to 63rd, 16 minutes to get out to 95th. No other major delays or accidents at this time. Any overnight construction isn't posing any delays at this time, as volume extremely light elsewhere. Traffic is sponsored by Unbound. Ever wonder where your charitable donations are really going? At Unbound, you'll know who you're helping and what impact your support is having on their life. That's just one way. Unbound is different. Learn more at unbound.org. AM 560 weather, a 60% chance of rain with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Right now at O'Hare, it's 67, 71 at Midway, 70 at the lakefront. Your next update comes your way in just 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-9600 to learn more today. Nextiva. Simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Four new employees.
A 20% increase in revenue.
Being one of the 9 million women business owners in the U.S.
These are your proudest numbers, your landmarks of growth and success. Sage helps you achieve business milestones with cloud and software solutions that lead to deeper financial insights. Believe in your numbers. See what Sage can do for your business. Visit believeinyournumbers.com today.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
If the battery pack in your hybrid fails, that can be a huge unexpected expense. Dan Proft here for Midwest Performance Cars. In addition to complete maintenance and repair of European automobiles, Midwest Performance Cars is a certified hybrid shop location. Their technicians have undergone extensive training and can test and recondition your Toyota or Honda hybrid battery pack at a price hundreds less than your dealer. MPC can also perform a comprehensive pre-purchase inspection on hybrid vehicles and provide an accurate assessment of the health of your hybrid battery pack. The longevity of battery packs is a known drawback of a hybrid vehicle. Midwest Performance Cars offers an exclusive technology that can restore your battery to over 95% of its original performance. Take your hybrid to the dealership with a check engine light and they'll probably tell you that you need a new battery, costing you $3,000 to $5,000. With MPC's battery conditioning technology, you could potentially save up to 50%, keeping thousands of dollars in your pocket. They're located in Chicago's West Loop at the corner of Lake and Ogden. Free Lyft and Uber shuttle service available online at MidwestPerformanceCars.com. Midwest Performance Cars, the dealer alternative, an expert source for European auto maintenance and repair.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, the news on unemployment has been really good lately. It's about 5.5%, but unfortunately, poverty is at a record rate in the U.S., and more people qualify as what they say, the working poor. A recent study shows that 60% of people only have $500 in savings. And a recent Business Week article has referred to this recovery as the Rodney Dangerfield of recovery. Gets no respect.
No respect.
And Jimmy, sometimes I get no respect, you know? Here to talk about the solution is Dr. Ravi Batra, who is a professor of economics at Southern Methodist University in Dallas. He's the author of 5 international bestsellers. His latest book is End Unemployment Now, How to Eliminate Joblessness, Debt, and Poverty Despite Congress. Dr. Batra, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot.
That's a pretty tall order in the title of that book, How to Do All This and Not Have Congress's Help. Where do you start?
It's actually very simple how we can eliminate poverty and even all complete unemployment in this country. You know, these unemployment numbers are misleading because over the past 7 years, on the net, we have created 1.5 million jobs on the net. Mm-hmm. 1.5 million jobs, and the government has spent $8 trillion in doing that. It comes out to be about $8 million per job, which pays less than $50,000 a year.
And we could have just given that money to the people, right? They'd be pretty happy.
I know. There's tremendous waste. And the reason why we are having all these problems is that we don't have free market anymore. What we have is monopoly capitalism, where you have giant companies and they keep getting bigger through mergers month after month. And as a result of those mergers, productivity keeps rising, but wages are not rising at all. Wages are constant.
So Dr. Batra, is that why the stock market keeps rising, even though, you know, we're only growing at 2%+ from a GDP standpoint?
That's exactly the reason why stock market keeps rising. It's a sign of a very bad economy, actually, because when wages don't rise, there is no increase in demand. But with rising productivity, supply goes up. So when supply rises and demand does not, there is overproduction. That causes layoffs and unemployment and hence poverty.
Dr. Batra, what is your solution?
My solution is simply that the president, there are laws on the books which the president can use to create competition in many industries. For instance, a very simple example is this financial or the banking industry. These banks are getting money free from the Federal Reserve nowadays. They can borrow money at nearly 0% interest.
Right. It costs nothing, but we're charging our college students 7%, right?
Well, not just.
That's another segment.
That's another, but we're charging, they charge on credit card loans, they're charging the same amount of interest rate they were charging in 2006 and 2007.
Yeah, I've seen some as high as 28%.
That's exactly. So their profits keep rising very sharply, and you can see that in the salaries of their CEOs, but the poor and the middle class have to suffer a lot because month after month they have to service their debt at enormous rate. Now, I suggest that the president can create competition in the banking industry by by using the FDIC. The FDIC, whenever it takes over a bank, a failed bank, then it injects its own money into the bank, makes it solvent, and until now they have been selling it back to some banking giant. So the bank gets the profit, the government spends the money. What I'm suggesting is the law allows the FDIC to keep that failed bank open for up to 3 years. So the FDIC should make that bank solvent and tell its own appoint its own managers and tell them to charge only 5%, because once the bank is solvent, it can also borrow money from the Federal Reserve at 0% rate. And if they were to charge just 5% interest rate on the credit card balances, just imagine poverty would disappear almost overnight, because these credit card loans are worth about $900 billion a year. And if there is a saving of even, say, 10% in interest, that reduces the service charge by $90 billion. And that $90 billion is like a permanent tax cut to the poor and the middle class.
Dr. Batra, and then in the 30 seconds we have left, I want to ask you one more question. What about all these mega mergers that are going on? Is this really bad for the economy?
Well, I showed you why it's bad for the economy. Because it raises productivity, reduces wages. The result is supply goes up, demand does not. And when supply is greater than demand, there is overproduction. Overproduction causes layoffs and poverty. And that's as simple as that. That's why we only have created 1.5 million jobs on the net. By net, I mean millions were lost. We created some, so we are positive by 1.5 million. But in doing so, we have spent more than $8 trillion.
It's unbelievable.
That's awful.
Dr. Batra, thanks for being on the show. The title of your book is End Unemployment Now, How to Eliminate Joblessness, Debt, and Poverty Despite Congress. You can reach Dr. Batra at www.ravibatra.com. Thanks again.
Thank you very much.
Coming up, are you really serious about getting your business unstuck? Isn't this the year where you make more money and move your business forward? I'm going to show you exactly how to do it. This AM 560, The Answer. Be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Rich, taking a look at the roadway. Some very good news on the inbound Eisenhower. The earlier closure on the ramp to North Avenue has been lifted, so that ramp is now reopened after an earlier motorcycle crash that resulted in a closure for several hours. Also on the Dan Ryan outbound, still tight from Garfield to 63rd, downtown to 95th, just giving you about 16 minutes of delay. Elsewhere, looking pretty good on the rest of the area expressways. We are seeing no other delays to slow you down at this time. And if you need to head out and about, now is the perfect time to do so, as the Edens, Kennedy, Eisenhower, and the Stevenson all looking good. 57, the Bishop Ford, Lakeshore Drive, and the Elginal here, and all four Illinois tollways are problem-free. Weather for today, 60% chance of rain with highs in the upper 70s, 67 O'Hare, 71 Midway, 70 Lakefront. Next update comes your way in just 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
My proudest number is 2005. That's the year I started my business. It was just me for 2 years, and then I hired my first employee.
My proudest number is 20. Last year, I saw a 20% increase in revenue. We got our first six-figure check, too.
My proudest number is 36. That's how many new clients I've signed. And next quarter, I'll double it.
My proudest number is 42. I was 42 when I became one of the 9 million women business owners in the U.S., and I never looked back.
These are your proudest numbers, your landmarks of growth and success. Sage Cloud and Software Solutions help you achieve these milestones by providing deeper insights into all your numbers. So believe in them. Believe in your numbers. See what Sage can do for your business. Visit believeinyournumbers.com today to learn more.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Welcome back. You know, you and I are very much alike. During my many years of running my own company, I had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. For me, it was the moment of truth, and it was a painful realization. My business had flatlined, and I had no idea how to breathe new life into it. Does this sound familiar to you? You know, it was especially difficult for me since my customers were not getting the service I was so passionate about delivering to them. Secondly, and probably most importantly, I wasn't making any money. Finally, my stock business literally was sucking the life out of me. This was not exactly the way that I thought my business would turn out after reading all of those books. Well, it's kind of normal, sort of. During the life cycle of every single business owner, they get stuck from time to time. Do any of these things sound familiar? Take a listen. Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. It doesn't get much more frustrating than this. You have few new leads to customers coming in, and customers keep just fading away. You're burned out and you're completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family is starting to suffer as well. You gotta get off the roller coaster. I know what it's like to ride this entrepreneurial roller coaster. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be like that. I've had my ups and downs, and I finally cracked the code at getting unstuck and moving your business forward. Over the years, I have worked with hundreds of corporations and small business clients to help identify the sticking points in their systems so they can take their business to the next level. Throughout the decades of running my own businesses, I've identified six major areas where almost every small business inevitably gets stuck. This is the year that your business gets unstuck. As you journey through my breakthrough training series, I'm going to show you fast and easy and permanent solutions to get unstuck. Each module includes a guided PowerPoint presentation, a voice recording of me presenting this materials in front of a live audience, downloadable lesson notes, downloadable homework assignments, and audio recordings of the 100 best of Business Insanity Talk Radio over the last 5 years. Whether you learn best by watching, listening, or reading, there is a format for you. I've made it very easy for you to absorb the material and develop a clear plan of action of moving forward. There are six steps to a better business. This is what I'm going to guarantee you throughout this course. First module is about find new customers and grow the ones you got. You know the drill. When business is booming, you ignore sales and marketing. And then business slows down. And as a result, you go do sales and marketing. This is a hamster wheel to nowhere. Your business remains flatline and stuck as long as you stay on what I call the double helix treadmill. I'll show you how to grow your business by tossing out the old paradigms and traditional sales techniques through my easy-to-follow step-by-step guide. I'm going to show you how to increase the revenue of your business without ever having to sell again. Module number two is finding money to manage your business. Because guess what? It's already there. As a small business owner, there's a great joke. It says, I sleep like a baby. I go to bed early and wake up at midnight screaming my head off. Does that sound familiar? Cash flow keeps a lot of small business owners up at night. We've all felt the crunch of following the Great Recession. Cash flow has slowed to a trickle. Bank financing is almost impossible. And customers, well, they're just taking longer to pay their bills. I have found that only 5% of small business owners actually understand the secrets to overcoming the cash crunch. Learning this module will always have cash to run your business. Module number three, building a team that lasts. One of the most difficult elements of growing a business is hiring and then holding on to the right employees. A good rule of thumb is to be slow to hire and quick to fire. Unfortunately, not many business owners follow this advice. Instead, they hire the first person that fits the role. Then when the employee doesn't work out, they hesitate to fire them, no matter how many team members think they are incompetent. I'm going to show you how to effectively hire, train, manage, and fire people to maximize the leverage in your business. Module number four, customer service is the new marketing. While this may surprise you, the truth is that customer service is your biggest marketing tool. In this age of social media, traditional advertising really has become meaningless, and people are looking for earned media based on buyers' recommendations. In this module, I'll teach you how to create an effective customer service manifesto so your customer can be served at every level of your organization. Module number five, you got to break that social media addiction. It's no secret. The World Wide Web can be a worldwide waste of time. Most small businesses have no idea what they're doing. I'll show you how to make sure you use social media as your new marketing voodoo. Module number six, the real trick to all of this is boosting your productivity. Recent studies have indicated that multitasking can cause brain damage. At the very least, it prevents you from doing what you do best. It certainly doesn't allow you to get things done effectively. You see, here's the thing. Your employees will mimic the way you work. You could soon have a team filled with inefficient, multitasking workers all running around chasing their tails. Get the picture. I'm going to uncover ways to get more done in half the time. I'm going to make sure that you're productive, not just busy. If you want to be part of this wonderful program, go to www.barrymoltz.com/unstuck. Use the special value code 50 off WIND and get 50% off the price. You'll learn the exact steps you need to take today to move your business to the next level. I guarantee it. So if this is the year that you are really committed to getting your business unstuck and you still have some questions about how it can absolutely positively change the way you do business, give me a call. I make available to all our business listeners a 15-minute free audit of your business and how I can help you get unstuck. The number is 773-837-8250, available to the first five callers. I guarantee this is your year.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. The biggest trap business owners face is that they are continually flip-flopping their time between working for customers and selling to find new business. As a result, when you are doing the work, the sales activity slows
to a crawl.
This double helix trap keeps businesses struggling for years. Learn the seven strategies for breaking this trap. Contact Barry at barry@barrymoltz.com.
If you or someone you know has emphysema or chronic bronchitis and problems sleeping, then please listen to this important message. Researchers at the University of Illinois at Chicago are testing a program for improving sleep in people with COPD. Volunteers will participate in a six-session program with a three-month follow-up. Health evaluations include an overnight sleep study, lung function tests, two blood draws, and questionnaires. Subjects will be compensated for their time. All program activities and testing are free. Easy access parking is also included at no charge. For more information, call Mary Capella, PhD-RN, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 312-996-1575. This study is funded by the National Institutes of Health. That number again is 312-996-1575. 312-996-1575.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Moltz.
Well, there's no denying that exercise is big these days, and so many people I know want to get into the business of physical fitness, and most people fail, except this next guy. John Schrieffer earned his bachelor's degree in business marketing from Colorado State University. After working with a marketing firm, he followed his passion and turned his part-time side job into a full-time career as a health and fitness trainer. He owns Chicago's largest Arn Theory Fitness in Wicker Park, Bucktown. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Barry.
So I got so many folks who say, yeah, I really want to be a trainer. I want to open a yoga studio. I want a Pilates studio. And so many of these fail because of bad business models. How have you succeeded when it's been so difficult for so many other folks?
You know, it's about, first of all, having the right formula. Orange Theory Fitness really covers all the bases, with the three main elements being the cardio intervals on the treadmill, the water rowers is a power movement, and you've got your strength aspect, which includes everything you need for a strength workout in terms of TRX and dumbbells and BOSU and ab dollies. And when you add it all up, it really creates the perfect workout in the environment we're creating and basically covering all the bases.
And so do you recommend that people, if they want to go into the fitness business, they do a franchise like Orange Theory?
Yeah, you know, Orange Theory's been a great team to be a part of, and they've been in business for 5 years. So when I found out about this, Chicago was actually late to the game, and I found out about 18 months ago. And it was the first thing that jumped out at me in my 15 years in the health and fitness industry. It really grabbed me and said, this is it. I kind of had that aha moment.
And so what was it really about Orange Theory, this particular franchise, that really caught your attention?
Well, because, you know, they're really covering all the bases and from every aspect of health and fitness. You know, who doesn't want to watch their heart rate the whole time they're working out? You know, our members are wearing a heart rate monitor the whole time, and then you get an email with your results afterwards as well. It's a perfect way to cover everything in 1 hour. You're going to come in, you're going to get a great workout, you're going to leave, and you're going to be able to track your results. And it really is the perfect formula, and that's what really grabbed me. I've seen a lot of different fitness businesses over the years. Nothing that really kind of jumped out at me, and this was the first time that I said, this is it.
So that's great. So people come in, they can do their workout, and then they can actually see what results did they do, and it gets emailed to them.
Correct. You're going to get a summary emailed to you with your results after every workout, how many calories you burned, how many splat points, which are the minutes spent in the orange and red zone combined. In the orange and red zone,
you call that splat?
Zones. Yeah, splat points.
I love that. I need some more splat points. So last question I have for you, John, was what advice do you have people that want to quit their day job and go off and follow their passion and do it as a full-time career?
You know, a big part of it, too, is the early push. You know, getting the doors open was the hardest part. But to succeed in this business, you have to have a good membership base right out of the gate. And the formula that Orange Theory has put together from a business standpoint is second to none. And being able to open your doors profitable with a good membership base was another huge key of being successful from a business standpoint.
John, thanks for being on the show. You can reach John at www.orangetheoryfitness.com/Chicago. Thanks again.
Thanks so much, Barry.
And thank you for joining Business Sanity Talk Radio. I want to thank our sponsors, Sage One and Nextiva. Special thanks to our booking producer, Sarah Schaffern, our producer behind the glass, Debbie Schreiner. If you're serious about getting your small business unstuck, you got to give me a call at my private line, 773-837-8250, or my email is barry@moltz.com, or go right ahead to www.barrymoltz.com/unstuck. Isn't this the year that you move your company forward? Don't you owe it to yourself to make more money? You got to remember, love everyone, trust a few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymoltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Kelly Mickley.